doesn't have to be this way. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. That's what Republicans keep telling voters, including some who aren't on the midterm ballot.
The war on energy has launched a crisis at the gasoline pump and a man-made energy crisis in America.
Former Vice President Mike Pence, in a speech to the Heritage Foundation in Washington, predicting GOP success this fall as President Biden prepares to announce he's releasing more oil from the strategic reserves aimed at boosting supply and lowering gas prices. Republicans say he's playing politics with emergency reserves.
The financially irresponsible ones, according to the White House, are oil companies. The White House claims big oil execs are not passing along their savings to consumers.
Fox's Peter Ducey at the White House. If Republicans win control of Congress, a hearing on electric vehicles is coming. South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham is concerned about sourcing issues, including where the battery parts and raw materials would come from as automakers shift to EVs. He would be in line to chair the budget committee if the GOP wins Senate control. Graham speaking at an event in his home state where BMW just announced a nearly $2 billion investment to build at least six battery-powered models by 2030. Many taxpayers will get a bigger deduction next year because of inflation.
The standard deductions for next year's taxes are being revised upward for all income tax bracket levels, allowing taxpayers to shield more money. The standard deduction will go up about $1,800 from the 2022 tax year. The adjustment is tied to the pace of inflation and the consumer price index.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. A variety of benefits are linked to inflation measurements, including Social Security, leading to that recently announced jump of nearly 9% in the cost of living adjustment. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
A U.S. citizen visiting family in Saudi Arabia is sent to prison over tweets sent in the U.S.
The son of Saad Ibrahim Al-Mahdi says his father has been sentenced to 16 years in prison and a 16-year travel ban. Al-Mahdi, who is both a citizen of Saudi Arabia and the U.S., is a 72-year-old retired project manager living in Florida and was arrested last November while visiting family in Saudi Arabia. The State Department confirmed Al-Mahdi's detention, which appears to be the latest in a series of recent cases in which Saudis were given long jail sentences for social media posts.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, the family describing the tweets as mild, mostly criticizing Saudi policies and accusing the government of corruption. Britain. New prime minister loses another cabinet member, the home secretary resigning after breaching rules by sending an official document in personal email. And she used her resignation letter to publicly air concerns about the direction of the new government. This just days after Prime Minister Liz Truss fired her treasury chief with his replacement, then dumping most of Truss's economic plan.
I am somebody who's prepared to front up. I'm prepared to take the tough decision.
Truss insisting she's a fighter, not a quitter. An airline deal is cleared for takeoff, but could still get grounded.
Shareholders of Spirit Airlines have approved its sale to JetBlue. The $3.8 billion deal faces scrutiny from antitrust regulators. Spirit finally agreed to accept JetBlue's offer after originally agreeing to sell itself to Frontier Group back in February. JetBlue's offer was about $1 billion more than Frontier's. The airlines expect to close their deal no later than the first half of 2024, though they say the process of combining the operations of the two airlines could take several years.
Fox's Jenny Casola. The Dow's now down 277. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.